Good morning or afternoon or whatever time it is, wherever you are. Welcome to Veronica's Meditation for Sunday morning. So I will be leading us today to say Veronica's voice. I'm Tess and welcome. So first begin by taking a moment to get centered. That means take a deep breath in. And with each breath in, inhale light, life. Inhale the air and all the light that surrounds your special self. And then exhale, and as you do, release not just the air that's in your lungs, but release any concerns, any worries. If you had bad dreams or if you're worried about anything at all, this is the time to just let it all go. The idea here is to take everything you're concerned about, all of your worries, and pack them up in a suitcase. Now put that suitcase by the door. Let it stay there. It'll be perfectly safe. And if you choose, at the end of our time together, you are welcome to pick up your suitcase and take it with you. Or you can leave it, whichever you choose. So take another breath in, breathing in light and life, joy, breathing in divine calm and peace. And exhale, letting go of all concerns, any negativity that's in your body. And as you breathe in a third time, gently scan your body, starting with your toes, come up, scan up through your legs, your thighs, into your torso. Scan your body, looking for any pockets of discomfort or dis-ease. And as you find any, you will see them as a gray space in your body. As you're looking up through your torso into your neck and into your head, find all those gray areas of worry or concern or disease and send extra light to those spots, letting the earth's energy heal you and calm you. Replace any areas of disease with light. And once again, breathe out, releasing all negativity. So for today, I'd like to invite in your higher power. Many of us choose a higher power that has qualities. It might be a god from some tradition or goddess. So you might invite Lakshmi in to join us. Or you might, Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth and prosperity. Or you might invite Jesus if that is your particular bent. So take a moment now to invite in the higher power that you feel closest to. Some of us, strangely enough, prefer to visualize our higher power, not to visualize, but to imagine our higher power with no qualities, no sex, no gender, no form. Vivekananda was a guru in India many years ago, and that was how he envisioned his higher power, as the universe, as all that is, not with a body or sexuality or form, but just as it, as the universal it. That's a very difficult higher power to choose, but it can be extremely supportive because you aren't fighting off any cultural expectations. So whatever it is that you see when you think of the universal divine power, invite that divinity now in. And as you take one more deep breath, inhale divinity. And as you do, recognize that divinity permeates your body, permeates your spirit, that in fact you are divine, that you share in all of the goodness, all of the powers, all of the divinity of the universe. So let yourself sit in divinity, recognizing that you are a divine soul, a child of the universe, that you have a right to be here. And just allow yourself to rest in the goodness that is divine, in the goodness that is you. Allow yourself to feel your divinity in every pore, in every cell of your body. Recognize your connection to the spirit that permeates the universe. Feel your connection to the earth, to the sun, to the stars. Expand your awareness out of your own body, out of this shell you're using right now, and allow your awareness to take in the entire multiverse. Be aware of the stars being born back at the Big Bang. Be aware of the stars speeding out into infinity in our expanding universe. Be aware that you are the stuff of those stars. Look around now at the darkness that is space. Look at all the tiny points of light out there. And as you see them all, as you notice them, recognize that you are a point of light, that you are divine, that you are each of those points, that you yourself are infinite, that you are the universe. Allow that awareness to come in. Rest in it. Now recognize that each of your fingers is a point of light shining out into the darkness. Each toe is a point of light, that you are the stuff of the stars. In that expansion, in that infinite self, reach out with your mind and with your love and shower your love on the earth and on the other divine beings that you share space with. Shower each person with your love, with your acceptance. See each person you care for surrounded by divine light, protected by divine care, held in the divine hands as they go out to meet their day, Now let your love expand beyond the people that you are connected to and to all the people in your town, in your village. Let that light, that love expand, filling every house and every body in every house. Let your divine love fall with the rain. Let it feed and support and nurture all that is good, all that is caring, all that is accepting, all that is willing to fight for the rights of those who are abused and vulnerable. Let your divine care permeate the entire universe. Nurture love, nurture the caring. Let your divine self hold and support and breathe life into the love in every single person. And as you feel the love that is permeating your world, your town, your city, your country, your world, know that you are the part of it, that you are the cause of it, and that through you, love enters the world and shines its light on every single person in the world. And let your love do its healing work, just as you did with your own body. Seek out any pockets of negativity, of fear, of hurt, and let the light of your love chase out the negative and replace it with love, with care. Now sit in that love. Breathing in light and breathing out love and care and nurturing. Recognize that you are divine, that you carry the love of the goddess, the love of the god, the love of the universe, and that you spread it through your entire world. Now rest in that love, holding each divine soul. Rest in the silence. As you rest in the light, withdraw your awareness from the entire universe back. Pull yourself back through your crown chakra, enter your body, and bring your awareness back to your heart chakra, to the center of unconditional love, and located in the center of your chest. Feel the heart chakra glowing a glorious pure green, and send that green healing light out again through the crown chakra up. Send your glorious healing light out, healing the earth and all the souls on it, healing yourself with your unconditional love. Rest in the green light of healing energy and of love. Once again, bring your awareness back to your heart chakra, to your heart center. Hold that unconditional love and allow it to permeate your body and your spirit so that you become love. You become the beating heart of the world, the divine self, the one who brings love and joy and nurturing to the entire world. Rest in perfect love, perfect harmony, perfect joy. Rest in your own perfection. Rest in your knowledge that the world around you is perfect. that you are filled with that perfection, that you are the divine self. Rest in your divinity. Very gently, very gradually, begin to approach the space where your body awaits your consciousness. Gently notice your breath, breathing in light, breathing in healing, breathing in your divine nature. Notice your breath and release. Release any toxins. Release anything you are now ready and willing to let go of. Let go of anything that does not serve you, that does not serve your highest good. Breathe out and release. Breathe in, take in light and life. Breathe out and release. Gently and carefully begin to return to the physical world around you. As you return, notice how your body awaits your consciousness, how your body is relaxed and ready to accept you into the physical. Notice your 3D nature. Notice that as you return to the body, you still retain your knowledge of your own divine self. Notice that you are divine and human, all in that same physical body. And as you settle into your body, you may begin to move your fingers and your toes, just to remind you what it is to claim a body. You may find that you feel the air touching your face. You notice the clothes on your body. Notice the peace, the calm that you've brought with you from your journey to the universe. Know that that divine peace is with you at all times, and know that it stays available to you just in reach. All you need is to decide you want that peace. Decide that you are a part of that calm and reach for your universal self, your infinity, and bring it into your world. Always and forever a part of who you are and what you are. Now take another deep breath and know that the time that we've allotted is up, but you're welcome to stay in this space of universal calm, of peace, of quiet. Or you can choose to return to your body at this point and to wake up, to open your eyes, to take a deep breath, so that you can go about whatever plans you have for the day, carrying with you divine grace, divine peace, divine love, as a part of who you are, everywhere you go and in every action, so that every step is a prayer, every thought is a blessing.
Thank you, Mom.
So if anyone has questions or about wants to share what they experienced.
Let me stop the recording.